The latest study is the first to cover the entire span of the Iraq War, from 2003 to 2011. It found that about 500,000 people have died because of the war. About 60% died from violence, but a full 40% died from secondary causes, things that might seem unrelated, like heart disease and cancer. But lead author Amy Hagopian of the University of Washington's Department of Global Health says the mayhem of war has ripple effects.
When we invade a country, we destroy infrastructure that protects housing and water and transportation. We cause death even if we don't shoot people.
The team estimated those secondary deaths by calculating the expected death rate before the war and comparing it to the actual rate. Their data comes from a survey of 2,000 households. Two teams of Iraqi doctors took on the challenging door-to-door assignment in 2011.
We made sure to have local contact so that we were alerted to dangers. We did have a team that was shot at. There was one cluster that we skipped because of security concerns.
Still, more than 98% of the households agreed to participate. The estimate comes with some statistical uncertainty. Hagopian says the numbers are probably on the low side because many of the hardest-hit families have left Iraq. The findings are out in the journal PLOS Medicine. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.